With this edition of Young Artist Spotlight, welcome to the Fresno Musical Club, Valley Public Radio's annual recognition of at least some of the organization's award winners. 11 candidates won scholarships this spring, and we have two today.
Hello, I am Tiffany Trujillo, and I am a soprano.
Hello, I am Sandro Ledoux, and I am a violinist.
And by way of introduction, it is over 100 years old. That would be the Fresno Musical Club, founded in 1905, and for 81 seasons, the club presented a concert series which brought many world-class performers to Fresno. The Fresno Musical Club is a group of men and women who are trained musicians, many of whom are performing professionally. They participate in many local musical groups, they teach many students, and volunteer where they are needed, and the club's study section meets monthly to share enriching performances. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Well, having familiarized ourselves just a bit with the Fresno Musical Club, here live on Young Artist Spotlight, and we'll talk with him in a moment, is Sandro Ledoux with Massenet's Meditation from Thais. Let me add Alan Ray of Fresno, the accompanist. He was without a microphone, that's why we missed him. Meditation. Thais, Sandro Ledoux.
Thank you.
Live Young Artist Spotlight, and Fresno Musical Club Award winner Sandro Ladu here in our Fresno studios. And by the way, now here is commitment. Sandro just arrived from Sacramento, and he is first on our program today with two artists, because as soon as he is finished, he will be quietly leaving the studio and heading back to Sacramento. What's the story behind this?
Well, every Wednesday evening, I help out. I'm the assistant for the Camellia Youth Orchestra, the Camellia Juniors and Cadets, and we have a concert coming up on Sunday, I believe, and I'm conducting a piece with them, so I need to come back and conduct Brandenburg 5.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Well, as you're heading back, let's hope the traffic parts and your lane is open all the way back to Sacramento. But now we need to bring in another town, because I believe you were in Las Vegas when music hit you. Is that correct?
Yeah, I grew up in Las Vegas, originally from Italy, but my mom's side is American, so we moved to America where my grandma lived in Las Vegas. And I started violin at age 11 and in the public school system. And I grew up in Las Vegas till I was 24, until I moved to Sacramento for graduate school in violin.
What brought you to violin in the first place?
Honestly, we were asked to pick two instruments, and I chose violin and double bass. And after a month of playing double bass, playing jazz in the back of the room, my mom said, "You need to switch to violin so you can bring the instrument home."
Okay. I'll bet that was planned, the jazz thing, because you probably preferred an instrument you could carry around and fit in the car.
Probably, yeah.
What else are you doing in Sacramento? Give us a hint of your background. A master's already?
Yeah, I last spring I got my master's in violin performance, and now I teach a lot of group classes, and through the Sacramento Youth Symphony's El Sistema-inspired program, Overture. So I do a lot of group violin classes, and I have a little small orchestra as well. And I also teach kind of a general music class at another elementary school.
What is the most difficult thing about, I guess this is a two-part question, the most difficult thing about learning the violin accurately, but also teaching it?
That it requires not only brain power, but agility in the fingers, listening, poise, and all these things you have to teach to people, which sometimes is challenging.
As they all get underway and get started, are they all about the same, or can you pick out a couple right away in their first few months or first year of practice?
Definitely. I have kids that, you know, they memorize the song right away and they want to move on to the next one, and I have kids that maybe learn in different ways that need to be taught in different ways, so they're definitely maybe a little slower, but they all seem to enjoy it, so they keep coming back.
Well, for anyone who just tuned in, this is Young Artist Spotlight live on Valley Public Radio. We're talking with Sandro Ladu, and speaking of moving on to the next piece or pieces, what do you have for us now? And this will be a cappella, and with a cappella.
This is the Allemande to Bach's Partita Number 2 in D minor.
And following that, will you be performing these back to back?
Sure, yeah. And the second movement will be the Courante.
Sandro Ladu from Sacramento and Las Vegas, and now Fresno, at least for the next few minutes. Young Artist Spotlight. Thank you. from the Johann Sebastian Bach Partita No. 2 in D minor, Sandro Ladu. And as you head back to Sacramento, we have one more question for you. Can you tell us just a bit about your doctoral ambitions?
Well, one of the main reasons I auditioned for the Fresno Music Scholarship was to keep in the style of practicing and performing and preparing as I did in graduate school. So I wish to keep this discipline up and hope to audition for a good doctoral program in hopes to teach at a university in the future.
Are you at liberty, or do you care to discuss which universities you have in mind as far as the doctoral?
Well, there's a really great teacher in Temple University, Dr. Eduard Schmieder, but he accepts one person. Supposedly it's harder to get into than Juilliard, so we got some more practicing to do, and we'll see.
It's been a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And thanks also to your accompanist, Alan Ray, who will also be accompanying our next artist. And again, safe driving back to Sacramento, and enjoy the evening you have ahead of you. Good to have you with us. Now, and you already heard her introduce herself, Tiffany Trujillo, soprano here. And she grew up in Rancho Cucamonga, but her family moved to Fresno when she was 7 years old. She's currently a junior at Fresno State. And we'll chat with her in a moment, but, well, how about right now? The first number you have for us is?
Yes, the first number I will be singing is En vain pour éviter from Carmen by Bizet.
Tiffany Trujillo, Young Artist Spotlight. Tiffany Trujillo, soprano, a young artist spotlight here live this afternoon. Tiffany, the one of the 11 award winners from the Fresno Musical Club. Once again, our annual program recognizing those winners. Tiffany, I know you have a lot more for us, but first I need to find out about this. Take us to Los Angeles and the Walt Disney Concert Hall. As a matter of fact, can you start at the beginning? How did this happen?
Oh, yes. It was for a program that I had done in the summer of 2013, and it was Fresno Opera and Orchestra Academy. And so we had some artists in residence with us, and they were working with us, and part of the program was to go perform at the West Coast Youth Music Festival at the Walt Disney Concert Hall. And that was a very formative experience for me, and yes.
Can we go back even farther? When did you decide that you had to have music in your life?
Oh, when I was about in second grade, I believe, and someone put a violin in my hand when I joined the orchestra there, and I felt that really, I fell in love with music then, and I found my place with the voice, so yes.
What do you have for us now?
The next selections I have are Bel Piacere from Agrippina by Handel, and also two Mozart pieces, one Aus Luisa de Briefe, and also Vedrai Carino from Don Giovanni.
Very good. And the microphone is yours, and Alan Reyes. Alan Reyes. The Handel, the Mozarts are next. First, Tiffany, I need to ask you something. Are your bags packed yet? I understand you're taking a trip this summer.
Oh, yes. I will be going to Vado, Italy this summer for an immersive language program. And it's an Italian program geared toward opera singers. And so they're teaching a lot of things. There will be master classes and lessons weekly, and it'll be great.
How does one sing in so many different languages, knowing perhaps only one or two or maybe three?
I must thank my diction teachers for that.
Is it easier to sing a foreign language than speak one, do you think?
I think so, actually, because you have the sound to guide you with the meaning of the words. And so, yes.
And once again, the two Mozart offerings you have for us now.
Oh, Aus Luisa de Briefe. And this piece, Einstein actually described it as not just being a song, but almost a miniature scene, because it's so dramatic and it has so much drama in it, and it's really it embodies the injury that this young woman is feeling as she's burning the letters of her lover. So, yes.
So, yes. Here we are, Tiffany Trujillo, Fresno Musical Club award winner this year. Young Artist Spotlight Live.
Erzeugt von heißer Fantasie in einer schwärmerischen Stunde zur Welt gebrachte, geht zugrunde, ihr Kinder der Melancholie. Ihr dunkler Flammen, euer Sohn, ihr kippelt nun den Flammen wieder unter die schwärmerischen Lieder der Nacht.
Oh,
2015 Fresno Musical Club Young Singer Award winner, Tiffany Trujillo, whose aspirations are?
My aspirations are to sing classical voice and opera at the highest level possible in any given moment and just be my best.
It's been such a pleasure to have you with us today. You have one more offering for us here, and I'm given to understand, my goodness, English text? What's the world coming to? What do you have here?
I will be singing When I Have Sung My Songs by Ernest Charles.
And here we are once again, and thanks again. Tiffany Trujillo, live Young Artist Spotlight, accompanist Alan Ray. It was Nietzsche who said, without music, life would be a mistake. For the past little over half hour, we have heard once again a fine sample of Fresno Musical Club Award winners. First, Sandro Ladu, violin, and Tiffany Trujillo, unmistakably soprano. Next week, we conclude this Young Artist Spotlight season with the Lindsay Guitars. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick and B. Barman. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason, and glad you were here.